the link between rabies and agriculture. If we look at the disease is very much present in dogs and in bats, especially bats in Latin America. So if we see the impact of the disease in agriculture, we find that bats commonly infect livestock and especially cattle. In other parts of the world, like mostly in Africa and Asia, where we find most of the human cases, it's mainly the dog that is implicated in transmitting the disease and transmitting the disease to humans, but also transmitting the disease to livestock. So therefore, especially in Africa and Asia, we target the control of rabies in dogs to prevent the disease in humans as well as in livestock.
What is FAO's role in rabies prevention?
Well, FAO's role in rabies prevention is addressing and supporting rabies control through the veterinary services in countries. And the veterinary services normally are under the Ministry of Agriculture or in some countries under the specific ministry dealing with livestock. In this sense, FAO provides policy dialogue. We organize stakeholder consultations in countries, where we get not only the ministries of agriculture and the veterinary services, but we also get the private veterinarians, the Ministry of Health, the public health divisions, working together and discussing where the constraints are with regard to rabies control, which are often, you know, mostly linked to the lack of vaccines for animals and especially for dogs, but also the post-exposure prophylaxis, which is an injection that humans get after the exposure to a suspected rabid animal.
So what needs to be done at each level in order to tackle the spread of rabies infection?
First of all, the most important is to create awareness about rabies and about the risks. And as we know, it's a 100% preventable disease. You know, it's a disease where we have all the tools necessary to control and even to eliminate the disease, especially in humans. But it's often the lack of awareness, not only at political level, but also even at community level, where people do not know what to do after a dog bite, for example. There are very simple interventions, like the first thing after a dog bite is to actually, you know, wash very well the wound with plenty of water and soap, and then to identify the dog that has been incriminated and to report the disease to the veterinary services, and for the person that has been bitten to go to a health center to receive the needed care there. And in that way, the disease can be prevented. And mostly the disease can be controlled by conducting large-scale vaccinations, and especially of dogs, and in specific countries where you have many cases in livestock, like I mentioned before in Latin America, there also preventive vaccination can be conducted in livestock.
And what are the implications if we don't break the cycle of this disease?
If we don't break the cycle of the disease will be there with us, you know, forever. And if somebody has seen a person die of rabies, you realize it's the most agonizing disease you can die of. Knowing that it's 100% preventable, it's really terrible to realize that it hasn't been controlled much more. The important thing is to know that when a person develops symptoms, the disease is already almost 100% fatal and there's nothing that can be done there. So therefore, the action needs to be taken much more in advance and actually preventing the disease before it actually occurs.
I'm Sandra Ferrari from FAO in Rome.